Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football as we've got senior safety for the Cowboys, Andrew Winger, joining us. Senior safety. I know you're getting ready to head into your senior year, but man, it's been pretty quick. We've been doing these a long time. It doesn't seem like you could be a senior going into your senior year.
Yeah, the fact that you just referred to me as senior is pretty crazy. But it's been a long, fun ride, and it's just... You know, I'm kind of to the point where I really got to relish every moment I have now. But it's kind of fun being the old guy of the group now.
I want to bring this up. Last Friday at the Pro Day, Rico Gafford went like 4.25, just amazing. Did you know he was that fast?
I did. Most of the time when he's running in practice, you don't really see him run that fast. But when a receiver kind of irks him and he gets beat, he can catch up to the guy in a split second. So I knew he could run. I'll be honest though, I didn't know it was 4.25. I was thinking more 4.3, but 4.25, that was awesome to see.
What's your 40 time?
Well, the last time we ran a 40 was 2 years ago, and I ran a 4.45. So I think I'm a little faster now than I was then as well. So.
Andrew, I'm curious, with your offseason after the bowl game, was there any flirtation? Did you talk with your parents, talk with anybody about possibly leaving Wyoming early, or did that even enter your mind after this past season where you had such another great year?
There was a little, but about 90% of me was sure that I was coming back for one more year. I just felt that being in the weight room one more year and being with all my buddies one more year would be good for me before I try to make the jump. So
how many NFL caliber players do you think you had, not to put you on the spot, but with you, Logan Wilson, Carl, Johanna, I'm probably leaving some guys out that are going to get, this defense, you guys got a lot of dudes over there on that side of the ball, man.
Yeah, I think, I won't say a number, but I think there's a really good amount of guys that could play at the next level, whether it's myself, Carl, Kevin, Marcus, Logan, Antonio, whole guys like that. So you've just seen, I guess you haven't, but from the inside, but I've seen, since I've been here, the culture changes, honestly, kind of incredible what Coach Bull has done. Just getting the guys that are right for the system, and then developing guys into really good players. So it's been awesome to see these past 3 years.
Well, I kind of got to see into it a little bit last Friday, just getting a peek at that high-altitude training center, and I know that's not the only thing, but my goodness, Stewie, that thing is an unbelievable building, and I saw video of you guys checking out the new locker rooms and everything, but that whole thing is truly unbelievable, isn't it?
It really is unbelievable. I don't know if you saw the locker room or the facilities before in the old Rochelle Athletic Center, but they were really outdated. Our locker room, there was holes in the walls. We honestly had mice, a couple mice we'd seen, and there was ants and stuff. So, it was really bad. And to see where we are now with this new building and the progress we've made, it really is incredible. I was reading what Mike Mayock said after he got done watching Pro Day and he'd seen the facilities. He said this is as good as a gift. I go see LSU's Pro Day and the facilities, they match up. So it's really cool, and it kind of doesn't seem real when we get done with practice and we walk into that new locker room, or we're in those new tubs, the hot and cold pools we have. So it's pretty crazy.
Andrew Winger joining us here on the Sports Zone. So, Dewey, you guys have had a couple weeks now. You're in your second week of spring practice. And I know there's some guys banged up on defense. So how important is it for you guys that are practicing, the returners, the veterans, to kind of stay sharp and everything, but more importantly, to build that depth behind you guys that's going to get a lot of reps this spring? How important is that?
Yeah, honestly, spring's really important for young guys and upcoming guys to get better and stuff, but what people don't really realize is spring is actually really good for the older guys too, because you can really hone in on the stuff that you need to improve at and just get better overall. That's what Coach Dicker, our safety coach, his motto has been, is how much can you improve yourself this spring? And, you know, we've really bought into that. We're really, really working different techniques and stuff and all the stuff we need to improve on. So it's, like I said, it's good for the young guys to get reps, but it's also good for the old guys to be able to, you know, really hone in on what they need to improve on. So,
Andrew, what do you want to get better at this year for your final year? What do you need to improve on, in your opinion?
There's a lot of things I can always improve on. You know, my main things to improve on are, you know, using my hands against blockers and stuff, you know, shedding blocks when I'm, you know, playing that strong safety spot. You got to be able to get off blocks and stuff. So that's been one of my key emphasis. And then just playing man coverage. You know, and we've come to a day and age where safeties really aren't the safeties of old anymore. Safeties got to be able to play man and do everything nowadays. So just working, like I said, working, getting off blocks and stuff, but at the same time being able to go out and be confident to cover a slot or a tight end. So,
I mean, just the improvements you guys made, and you guys know that with the defense, how much better can you guys be this year? I mean, you were top 10 in points allowed. You had all those improvements. How much better, though, can you guys be, and where do you want to see improvements as a whole on defense?
I think the sky's the limit, honestly, especially when, you know, you got Coach Hayes and all these coaches that, you know, really have simplified the game plan for us and stuff and allow us to just play. And then you look at what we did in the weight room this winter. I mean, I know for myself, I got light years stronger than I was with Coach Ben and Coach Eric. So, you combine us running around, 5 or 10 pounds heavier and faster and stronger with the fact that we're not thinking, it's like I said, sky's the limit. And, you know, after playing with Coach Hayes for a year, he knows now that he can put more stuff on our plate and allow us to, you know, do some more coverages and stuff like that. So, like I said, sky's the limit. So it's going to be a fun year.
You know, I remember talking to Coach Hazelton and you guys last year, and he said he kind of simplified things for you guys. Do you expect that to be kind of the same thing, or do you expect, and are you seeing, you know, maybe a little more diversity in the defense?
I think you're going to see some more diverse stuff just because we have a baseline of, you know, cover three, cover two, just the base, our base coverages and stuff. So like I said, Coach Hayes can now put some more stuff on our plate. And, since it's spring ball, he can throw whatever he wants with us right now. We got plenty of time to work on it. So, like you said, I think he can definitely throw some more stuff at us and add some complexity to our defense.
You know, the big question heading into this one, obviously building depth. You guys on defense are pretty much set. There are a few, things that are going to go on, as you have mentioned, but on the offensive side of the ball, getting a quarterback settled in on. And I'm curious, though, what have you seen from Nick and Tyler in those sessions where you go up against the Cowboy offense?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely still a freshman in terms of, you know, communication and stuff, and you know, sometimes he's bobbling some snaps and stuff like that. But, you know, just tangible-wise, I should say, you got a really, really strong arm. You know, it's not Josh Allen strong, but I've seen him put some balls in some tight windows and, you know, really drive it. So I think he's got some good potential there throwing the ball. He can scramble as well, you know. He might be a little faster than Josh was too. So I think he's got some, you know, really good potential there.
What about with Nick Dewey?
Yeah, Nick. You know, not the strongest arm, but he's savvy. You know, he knows he's been here for 5 years or whatever, and he knows all the coverages and stuff. So, you know, I would be comfortable with Nick playing right now for sure, just in terms of his mental ability, and you know, I think he can lead the offense.
What'd you think of all the attention the university got from Pro Day last Friday, and all the people, the big wigs? You know, I got to talk to Troy Aikman, which was, I'm an Okie. That was awesome to get to talk to somebody like him. So, you know, what was that like for you to see all that going on?
That was crazy as well. I went to Pro Day in, I believe, 2016. It was after my freshman year, and there was maybe, I'm not kidding you, there was maybe six scouts there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of dismal. And then to just walk out there, you know, I kind of got there a little late. I missed some of the early stuff in the weight room, but to see all those people there and ESPN and NFL Network, it was crazy. And it, you know, that just goes back to the culture change that has happened. And so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, maybe, you know, hopefully when you guys have your pro day next year, you'll get just as big a crowd, right?
You know, without a quarterback, I'm saying maybe not, but hopefully we'll get a good turnout still.
No doubt. Dewey, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Keep it up, and we'll visit when the season gets closer. Thank you so much.
Thanks.